Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Oh, you know what? I'm getting some answers that I have always wondered. If you're a long listener of this show, then you know I've always wondered, how long does the spike proteins last when you get the vaccine? And we're starting to get the answer, and it's not a good answer. This is not good. The vaccine creates dangerous spike protein, and it lasts for quite a long time, says Dr. Peter McCullough. In fact, if you just get the original, it looks like the data shows that it lasts up to 15 months. Now, at least 15 months, at least. Now, we haven't even gone 15 months since they started the injections. So I don't know if you can even say that for sure. They're probably looking at the spike proteins and the decline. I don't know how they have determined exactly that. But it's not just him. He's looking at all sorts of data and stuff. I'm going to give you what Dr. Peter McCullough had to say. He was on InfoWars giving great information. And then he talked about the booster shots. And, you know, you get another shot and then a booster shot. And you're telling your body to create these spike proteins. Everybody knows this is a fact. This is not a normal vaccine. It's not even technically a vaccine. And it's an experimental jab. And it tells your body to produce the actual spike proteins and into your cells and your blood cells. So he was saying, and this is scary, this is what I was hoping wouldn't be true, but I always thought logically it might be this way, that if you get the first shot, and you know I've said this in the past and it's just me theorizing, God makes our bodies make things wear out and our body will take care of things and clean things up. But you keep getting the boosters. And he's saying that these spike proteins go to vital organs and could stay there forever if you keep getting the boosters, because you're going to get so much and you're going to keep telling your body to create, and you're going to have more factories creating the spike protein that who knows how long it could last. Who knows? And that is scary if this is a biological weapon. Now, folks, I know this sounds like sci-fi stuff, but I'm not making it up. When we know that the coronavirus came out of a biological weapons factory for the Chinese, remember the Wuhan lab, yeah, it has a cover front that it does normal studies. It also does military biological weapons studies for China, too. We know that. So you have a biological weapons factory. Where this came from, and I'm not supposed to wonder, what if this is a biological weapon? And when you release a biological weapon on the world, as I've always said, you have to have it controlled. This is why people don't release biological weapons on the world, because it would end up likely coming back and killing the very person who released it or the people who are behind it. But what if you could do it in a controlled way? What if you could release something, get people to put something in their body then, and then those who put that in their body are later affected when you want them to be later affected? And you will always know that even if what you release comes back on you, you'll get sick but recover, whereas those who have gotten the injection would not recover. It's the ideal way of waging a biological warfare. But the trick is getting your enemies to actually take that injection. Now, I don't know if this is a biological weapon, but you should at least ponder it. And here's why. What if I'm wrong? What's the worst case scenario if I'm wrong, where I tell people and I warn them and I scare people off from getting the vaccine and it ends up not being a biological weapon? Let's go down that road. Let's pretend I'm wrong. Okay. It's not and I don't know if it is or isn't. So it's not that I'm wrong, but people would say it's wrong for even speculating that it is. You could scare people from not getting the vaccine. Okay. Worst case scenario, I scare people away from getting the vaccine. What will happen to them? They never get the vaccine. So they run into COVID-19. They get sick for 2 weeks. A cold, and then they recover. If they're perfectly healthy, they don't even have to worry. If you have pre-existing conditions, you have to worry about any sickness regardless. So any sickness is dangerous to you if you have pre-existing conditions. That if COVID-19 can kill you, it means you have pre-existing conditions that you're susceptible to any sickness. This is why so many people in the nursing homes died from COVID-19, because if the flu or any other type of airborne sickness goes through a nursing home, those people are susceptible to dying to any sickness, regardless of COVID-19. So I'm really not endangering people, because the people who are in danger of dying are in danger of dying of any sickness because of their pre-existing conditions. But normal, healthy people, if you're normal and healthy and have no pre-existing conditions, The worst case scenario is you get sick for 2 weeks. But if what if I'm right? What if this is a biological weapon in my theory? And besides the side effects that we already know happens from the vaccines, I don't even think the side effects are the goal. The side effects are just happening and they're horrible and it's awful. But what if it's all about the immune enhancement? If you don't know what that is, maybe I'll explain it later. But I don't want to go too far down because I want to play you Dr. Peter McCullough. But if I'm right, the worst case scenario is lots and lots of people are going to die. Not as many as I think the biological weapon would want, because I think God makes our bodies amazing. And I think a lot of people would get sick that they thought would die and will not die. Some of them might come close to that, but then they'll recover. But a lot of people would die if it's a biological weapon. So take that information for what you will. You should weigh all sides and then make your decision. All right. So first, how long does this spike protein last? I love that this information finally came out. I've been waiting for this for a long time. So take a listen to Dr. Peter McCullough.
Well, we were stunned. I think the whole medical community was stunned by a paper in preprint. First author is Bruce Patterson. And Dr. Patterson is a brilliant molecular biologist. He also has his molecular biology investment interests in companies working on in vitro diagnostics. But very importantly, what he demonstrated in CD16 human monocytes, that after the respiratory infection, SARS-CoV-2, the virus, COVID-19, the infection, after the respiratory infection, in patients sick enough to be in the hospital, and remember, Alex, last time I was on, you had COVID-19 yourself. I've had it. What Dr. Patterson showed is that the S1 segment of the spike protein, remember, the virus is a ball. The spines on the ball are the spike protein. That's where all the damage is done by the spike protein to the human body, that the S1 segment, the outer segment, persists in human monocytes for 15 months after the respiratory infection.
And in layman's terms, this is a big development.
We get infections. Everybody listening has had an infection in one time or another, a cold, a bacterial infection. I can tell you, I can't think of any remnant of a virus that is so dangerous that stays in the human body for 15 months. No wonder people have long COVID syndrome. It's now known in autopsy studies and other analyses that the spike protein goes everywhere in the human body. It goes into the brain, it goes into the heart, it goes into other critical organs. It's been identified in the kidneys. The Chinese have found the virus itself and the spike protein in all kinds of body secretions, in urogenital and respiratory secretions. And we now infer, because the vaccines all code for the original spike protein. This is the Wuhan spike protein, the 1200 amino acid protein that's the spike that's on the spine of the virus. This is the protein, Alex, that we know causes organ damage. It causes endothelial and blood vessel damage and causes blood clotting. This spike protein is coded by the adenoviral, which is Johnson & Johnson, encoded by the messenger RNA, which is Pfizer and Moderna. The spike protein is coded by these genetic platforms. These platforms go into the human body after each injection, form a mosaic of cells in the human body that produce the spike protein in uncontrolled conditions for an uncontrolled duration of time. And because the antibodies that are generated to the spike protein are far higher and greater than the natural infection, I infer as a scientist that in fact the spike protein exposure after a vaccine injection is greater than that respiratory illness. So what I'm telling your listeners is we now know for the first time, and this is breaking news, that after vaccination, the spike protein is likely after each injection to persist for probably more than a year. You can imagine, Alex, with injection number one and then injection number two a month later. Now in immunocompromised, it's suggested injection number three another month later and then a booster at 6 months. It will become impossible for the human body to clear out the spike protein.
They're creating a permanent infection. They're colonizing the body.
I'm not sure if it's an infection or if right now at this point in time it's best to characterize that it's in a permanent install of an inflammatory damaging protein in the human body.
A permanent install of a damaging protein if you keep getting these things. If you get it once, it may last. And he's saying he doesn't know for sure, if it's gone in 15 months, they think it might be gone in 15 months. Remember, I have theorized many times. I've said, folks, don't you notice that it seems like they're on a timeline? Don't you see how they're just jamming this? Why would they do these unconstitutional vaccine mandates to get as many people to take the jab as much as possible? And now they want to quickly get as many children as they can who are not even susceptible. It's pure evil. And I've done shows on that, and I don't have time because I'll drift off in anger about what they're doing to 5 and 11-year-olds that they want to jab them with a vaccine that is way more dangerous than COVID-19 is to them. So they've told parents, you know what you need to do? Your kid isn't even in danger of COVID-19. Put them in danger by giving them a jab. Yeah, do that. It's unbelievable. But anyway, and that's a scientific fact. It's more dangerous for a kid, and it's a scientific fact, to get the vaccine than to not get the vaccine and just get COVID-19. Far more dangerous to get the vaccine. We know that for a fact. That's not a theory. That's a fact. So it's child abuse if you do it to your kid, knowing that that's the fact. It's not child abuse if you've been tricked and you don't know these things. But if you know that and you still do it, goodness, what are you thinking? Why would you do that to your child? I understand there's going to be tons of people who do it who don't know this. They don't, and they're going to see this information when it's too late. And I'm so sorry that your media is so evil, it hides it from you because it wants you to do this to your kids. That's how evil they are. But they do. And they censor and hide all this information. So they don't want you making informed decisions. Don't you notice that? How come CNN doesn't want you to make an informed decision? They don't want you to weigh both sides and have the information. You must do what they say and not be allowed to see what anyone else says. And you think they're trustworthy. Anyone, I say, weigh all sides. Listen to what they say and listen to what we say and make a decision, because we have the truth and they can't defeat our truth. Theirs is nonsensical. Masks that you can breathe through are going to block a virus that's 0.12 size in microns. Meaning, if I can breathe oxygen through this mask, then the virus can get through too. That's a scientific fact. But then they tell you masks work. They don't work. They scientifically cannot work. Anyone who says masks work is a flat out liar. You should never listen to them ever again. They've thrown all their credibility out. They have no credibility. Anyone, listen to me. If a doctor says masks work, don't trust that doctor ever again. Because if a doctor doesn't know that masks don't work, they should know right away. They should at least research and see the size of the virus to know if whether it can actually go through a mask or not. You'd think a doctor would look that up. And I'm serious. If a doctor tells you a mask work, if they can't even get something that simple right, I can get it right and they can't, I wouldn't go to that doctor. I wouldn't trust that doctor ever again. Because I'd say, you don't have any credibility. You think masks block the virus? I'm not talking about doctors that wear masks, because doctors are being forced to wear masks. I'm saying if a doctor directly tells you masks work, they have no credibility. Don't trust that doctor ever again. I'm serious about that. I wouldn't. You make your own decision. You can continue to trust them if you think they're good in other areas. But if it was me, I'd be like, oh, this doctor doesn't even know that masks don't work. That's a really big red flag. All right, the mask thing drives me nuts because it's so stupid. Anyone can find this out in just a tiny bit of research on their own if they really wanted to. I don't know how people wear masks and they don't research things on their own. I don't know how they do that. So we have a situation here, though, that is extremely dangerous, because you're talking about the spike proteins, and the more you get them, the more it will stay in your body. This goes with the immune enhancement stuff that I've been talking about. The folks, what I'm about to say, you would think is crazy conspiracy theory stuff, and it's not. I mean, even I, when I say it, it seems like I'm living in a movie or something. This can't be really happening, but it is. The immune enhancement looks clearly to me, from all the research of what I do for a living, all the research that I've seen, I am pretty convinced that the goal is immune enhancement. If you don't know what that is, It sounds like it's a good thing. It's a bad thing. It means your immune system will be actively enhanced because of the virus, okay? I mean, because of the jab, excuse me. They give you the jab. It creates these spike proteins. It goes to your body. Your immune system, the next time they introduce something similar, we know this from animal studies. That's why I know I'm not making this up. The animal studies prove this. They knew this before they let the vaccine go through. All the animal studies showed this. In the animal studies, so I can conclude this is going to happen to human beings. This is why I conclude it. It happened to the animals. The spike proteins go throughout their body. It sits there. And as we said, in the animal studies, they waited like a year or 2 years and then introduced a similar virus to it. And what happened was, is the body, the animal's body, because of the spike proteins and the injection from the vaccine, recognized and overreacted and actually starts attacking themselves. Your own immune system, that's the immune enhancement, starts attacking yourself, your own blood cells, because your blood cells are going to make the spike protein. It's going to see the spike protein as the enemy. Now, he's saying that the spike protein goes into all vital organs. So if you have the spike protein, they release a new virus to trigger this immune enhancement. Then you get this new virus, your antibodies are going to start to attack your own blood cells that have the spike protein, making you extremely sick. Hopefully you can survive, but most people, a lot of people will die from that. That would be the biological weapon. But here's the thing. This isn't a theory that this can happen. This is known that you can do this with animals. The animal studies proved you could do a biological weapon like this, that if you give this mRNA injection to an animal and then later introduce something similar, immune enhancement occurs. That's not my theories. That's not me just making it up. Animal studies told the communist Chinese that you could wage a biological warfare like this. That's a scientific fact, that you could wage a biological warfare by injecting people with mRNA and then releasing something similar to make their own body attack it. That's a scientific fact proven by studies. What's not a fact are they doing that? Are they doing that on purpose? I'm telling you that the technology of mRNA gives them the ability to do that if they wanted to. That's what I'm telling you. That I can say for sure is true. If they wanted to do it, they could. The question now remains, do you believe they want to do that? That's really the only question you have to answer. Do you believe that they want to or would be willing to do that? Now you have to weigh in, well, who's behind all of this? Is it the same people who want to depopulate the Earth and proclaim that Earth is dying because it's overpopulated? Yeah, it's the very same people. So you got to jump to these other conclusions. Folks, here's the thing. That 15 months gives me a time frame that if this is a biological weapon, then the odds are, if you were really going to do it, you would do it sometime in 2022. Right now it's 2021 when I'm recording this, but sometime in 2022, all the way up till 2023, because the vaccines weren't given out until like the summer, I believe, of 2021. You have at least 15 months to capitalize on the original. You could wait, and just so many people have gotten boosters and stuff that they might have this where you could wait 5, 6, 7, 8 years if you really wanted to, for all the people who are getting boosters and stuff. That's what this is telling me. If this is a biological weapon, they know their time frame. I always wondered if there was a time frame. Why are they so like, we got to get this done now? We got to get this done now. It seems like if it's nefarious, they know they have a window to get as many people to take the vaccine as possible so that when this is released, it can maximize whatever. That's because they would be smart enough to know it's not that easy to just take people out. I'm saying if China wanted to wage a biological warfare, they would know it doesn't work always the way you think it's going to. So you would try to maximize the opportunity. So you would probably do it in the 15-month range. That's if you're doing something evil. If I'm China, you would do something evil like that. And I warn people about this. This is just me. I have no idea. This is me theorizing. But the Olympics is in Beijing, China, where everyone from around the world will be in Beijing. I'm trying to think like an evil society that wants to wage war on the world. If I was evil and I wanted to release a biological warfare, and I have the Olympics in 2022, in February of 2022, I would wait to the very last 2 or 3 days of the Olympics. You don't have to get all the people that are there, because I know some athletes will be there at the beginning and then they won't even be there at the end. But you would wait to the end or the closing ceremonies or whatever. All you need is a few people to go back to their own countries from all over the world. You just release it there. They won't even get sick right away. It'd take days before you'd even have symptoms of a sickness being released in you or hitting you. And it, you could quickly have it spread simultaneously around the world. Now, that's if I'm an evil country planning this, that might be the ideal time. You don't need the Olympics, though. You could just release this into different countries that you want to. And any time that you want, you could just send people out to release it in different countries. So it's not like you have to do it at that event. I'm just saying that event would make it easy if you wanted to. I'm not advocating that they do it. I'm trying to warn people. I don't know, but this is scary stuff. I want to give you a little bit more, though, of Dr. Peter McCullough.
Wow, it's funny. Bill Gates said almost 2 years ago when this first all started that there'd be multiple shots and boosters, like he just knew all about this. And the worst thing you'd want to do was give it over and over again. And it just seems to really be premeditated, doctor.
People have been focusing on the genetics. So the adenoviral or the messenger RNA, I can tell you, I think the focus really ought to swing to the spike protein. This spike protein, we know, two segments, S1, the outer, S2, the inner. What's the connector is the furin cleavage joint. The furin cleavage joint was the target of gain-of-function research done in the Wuhan Virology Institute. This is where the action was. This was between the Chinese. They needed the intellectual capital from the United States. The National Institute of Health had approved grants. The grants weren't so much about the money, Alex. The grants were really about the intellectual property and the ability to actually create a spike protein that would fit in a lock and key in the human ACE receptor, then be cleaved, and then allow the virus to move internally. The gain-of-function research allowed the virus to invade the human body.
Folks, there you have the doctor saying that the Bioweapons Medical Lab was working on this type of spike protein thing. And now we find out the thing they were working on in biological weapons or gain of function, which is a biological weapon. You only do gain of function for biological weapon purposes. Anyone that says they're doing it for other reasons is a lie. That's a cover story. You don't create viruses that don't exist for the better of humanity. That's what they'll tell you, but no, it's for biological warfare and everyone knows it. So the people that are doing tests for developing biological warfare find out that the spike protein that they were working on in the Wuhan lab would do this locking agency. Now we know that the vaccine does the very thing that gain of function they were working on does. The very thing as a biological weapon. But I'm crazy for theorizing that this could be a biological weapon, and I have theorized it's a biological weapon from day one because it came from China. That alone, the Wuhan lab, that alone should make you worried that it's a biological weapon. How do people stick their head in the sand and say, well, I know that the coronavirus came from a biological weapon factory in China, but those people that say we should worry about this being a biological weapon are crazy conspiracy theorists. Folks, I would never say these things if the facts didn't go to them. I didn't just like wildly say, you know what, there's a sickness out there. I'm just going to randomly make up that there's a biological weapons factory in China and the virus came from there. Did I randomly make that up to make it fit my narrative? Or did the narrative make me have to conclude, oh my gosh, this might be a biological weapon. This might be a biological attack since we know the virus is coming from a biological weapons factory. Oh my goodness, maybe I should think that that's a possibility. The facts make me think that, not conspiracy theories. The facts that the animal trials show that immune enhancement will happen and they could wait for a year or 2 years in the animal trial. See, when I'm saying we're just finding out 15 months, but they knew from the animal trials they can wait 15 months. I bet any money they already knew. We just didn't know. But now I know that they have all the way through 2022 to hit the mark. If it's a biological weapon, and now you know too. Hate me for giving you the truth or love me for it. I don't care. I just give truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Check out The New American if you haven't. Go to thenewamerican.com. jbs.com for lots of information, or you can go to jbs.org and get a lot of information there and help protect our Constitution and freedoms as well. See ya! Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.